Hey all, welcome back to our anonymous mystery. The message board on Devin is Missing has been completely blowing up, and it's not just the usual suspects. We've seen an influx in new users over the past few days, and it's no wonder why. The news of the missing Devin contestants has taken the internet by storm, and our site has become ground zero for the discussion.
So hello to our first-time followers, as well as our long-time listeners. You are all tuning into a mystery in real time.
Just so everyone is on the same page, last weekend, five volunteers, I guess that's what they're being called, set out on their hunt to find information about Devin. As most of you are aware, there was a contest floating around the internet to find people willing to search for Devin, who went missing in January of 99.
Yes, and while the contest was promoted as something the family was involved in, we were never able to confirm that. There were no other statements from the parents on any media. No papers, no news stations, nothing online. This led myself and R to have a great deal of reservation.
Something we voiced.
More than once. But there were people who answered the call. One of which was littering our message boards a month ago with his social media information. Clearly searching for followers.
And then, 4 days ago, they all disappeared.
The details are a bit sketchy. Authorities haven't made any statements, but the families of the participants have been active on social media, asking for information about them.
The guy who was all over our boards was actively posting on the days leading up to when they disappeared, so we were able to ascertain some information from him.
I guess I shouldn't have shit on him so badly, now that he's part of the story.
I don't think that matters now. What we can tell you all from scouring social media is that the participants were headed to Spring City, Pennsylvania. Why is that significant, you may ask? Well, that's where Devin disappeared.
We believe the vehicles of the participants have been recovered, thanks to an image that was posted to and then deleted from Instagram.
One of our listeners was quick enough to grab it before it was taken down, so we are incredibly grateful for that. There was also a plea from the daughter of one of the volunteers, Kat Rose, on TikTok, which really brought home the gravity of the situation.
Is it sad that watching all this stuff, all I can think is I wish Devin's parents had acted that way? Like these families are expressing genuine emotion and desperation. That's how you should act when someone you love has gone missing.
While it's not relevant to the current situation, I understand your frustration. It's sad her parents weren't more concerned about their daughter.
Getting back to the missing volunteers. Pretty much everything we've heard has come directly from the families.
Like many of you, as soon as we heard they were missing, we went back to the original website. For anyone who doesn't know, the website has been taken down. We don't know if that was by authorities or the person behind it, but...
Come on! Cut the bullshit! Stop trying to report on this like it's some cold case. Whoever posted that site wanted this to happen. Like, let's not pretend otherwise.
We can't confirm that.
Fuck your confirmation. We are in the middle of five real-life disappearances. This contest and all the stuff came after we started covering this case. Stop acting like we're not involved.
We're not the fucking cops, okay?
I never said we were. But you, trying to discuss this like it's some 15-year-old case, doesn't help.
We cannot...
We're fucking living it! We are fucking living this! We may not have disappeared, but at least one person that followed us did. It doesn't help anyone to pretend otherwise.
Okay. Okay. This isn't normal. This isn't fucking normal, and I have no idea how to calm all the listeners who have been freaking out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do.
Then just say that.
I'm sorry, everyone. I wish I understood, but I don't. I wish I could say, I'm not terrified, but I can't. We're going to keep trying to get answers. I just never expected this podcast would cause a whole new investigation.